Hello, everyone. I am Adolfo Sanz de Diego, head of Educa Madrid. That is the department of educative platforms in Madrid. Educa Madrid was created because we need an environment where teacher and student could communicate and develop their digital competence. Therefore, it wasn't only meant for online class. It was more than that. It is an essential component in nowadays education because we need citizens that could be able to use or learn to use whatever technology their future brings. And there is an important constraint because we have to cover a huge variety of users of different levels and age, from kindergarten to adult education. That includes many different areas, science, arts, and a fascinating catalog of professional studies that get the same level of university degrees. Furthermore, it's a public platform paid with public money. So, even before Educa Madrid was created, it was very clear that it had to be safe, free, and sustainable. In order to fulfill these goals, we need a big chart of service. Year after year, the needs of our users grow, and we need to satisfy them whenever it is possible. This is the link to our homepage, where you can get to the main services we offer. However, since we are in constant growth and change, there are always beta projects. Besides, some of our projects are not meant for all kinds of users because they are too specific and there's no need to have them in our home page. So let's start with our first feature. Educa Madrid is safe. What do we mean by safe? First, that we must comply with general data protection regulation. In the European Union, this is a must. Second, that it is supervised by teachers. Third, that it leaves no digital footprints. We don't create profiles. We don't give user data to third parties, and we only keep data for the minimum time required. As I said before, Educa Madrid is free. So we have our own hardware and we use free software. We don't depend on third parties. As a result, students in our region learn that free software exists, works nicely, and can be adapted to meet their future needs even when they have finished their studies. They can be free forever. Now, is Educa Madrid free in terms of money? Of course not. It has a budget financed with public resources. But its cost per user is close to nothing, less than 2 euros per user and year. That is what users pay with their taxes. Such a low price is very hard to beat. So it simply makes sense that when we need to hire services, we hire companies that pay local taxes. We don't want to be a slave of any company because they may offer very cheap or free services today. But they may ask for more once users are used to their technology. Neither do we deal with companies that make money selling users' data. Furthermore, we think in the long term. We want teachers to be able to share and reuse resources. They use our services because they know that Educa Madrid will be there next year and the year after that. What services do we offer? These are our main services. all of them include help and tutorials. We have 1.5 million accounts. To support that, we have one open LDAP main server and five secondary servers. 1,800 schools have their website in our servers. But we also provide teachers with sites and blogs for them and their classes. We have four library servers and two WordPress servers. We have more than 108,000 courses created. To support that, we have 40 Moodle servers with 14 MySQL servers. Cloud is our space to share folders and files, which includes collaborative editing. Last year, our traffic in this service was 121 terabytes. To support that, we have five on cloud servers, one Collabora server, and one MySQL server. In our media library, users can upload a big variety of multimedia. Teachers may give permission to students to upload content, but it will only be published if the teacher deems it proper. All users can choose the license of the content. Last year, our traffic in this service was 13.7 million visits. To support that, we have two reading servers, one video conversion server, and one MySQL server. We offer two main ways of organizing and attending video conferences: as an integration in the Moodle Virtual Classroom and in a separate site. This accomplishes the needs of teachers who want to meet their students, but also provides a safe environment for meetings with parents or colleagues. To support that, we have 16 Jitsi servers. Last year, we managed 261 million emails. To support that, we have 15 Qmail servers, 11 Roundcube servers, and one Simpa server. Max is our Linux distribution. It includes almost any program that teachers and students of all ages may need. There are teacher and student profiles ready to be installed in school computers, but it can be installed in any computer for personal use. Because it is free and because we want to help a student today and tomorrow, so that they can keep on using the best technology. To conclude, as I said before, there are many other services, but I am running out of time to detail all of them. So please let me finish summarizing our philosophy. Educa Madrid is a safe environment that doesn't not generate any digital footprint of its users. It is free environment that use free software that grants technology freedom. And it is a sustainable environment that promotes the development of digital competencies without generating captive users. Thank you very much.
Stay here, but turn off the video of the your talk. Your talk is on somewhere. Ah, thank you. Yes. Thank you for that very nice presentation, Adolfo. It's certainly impressive with the huge numbers that you present. We do
stay
have
here,
some...
Stay here, turn off the video of the your talk. Your talk is on somewhere. Ah, thank you. Yes. Thank you for that very nice presentation.
I hear myself somewhere.
Wow. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Good. So we have some questions in the chat. And first is like, how many people are there in your staff?
In my staff, only 27 people. 27 people. They are functional person. They are technical. They are technical people. They are also a person with to answer in the phone to the teachers. So I think there are very less people with a very huge amount of product to Madrid, I think.
Yeah. And another question we got from Violetta was, do you collaborate with teachers and students to be able to improve the services to so it fits their needs?
The teachers and the student, we have a cow. I don't know why we say that in English. We have a telephone that students and teacher can speak with us, and we tell us some things that can be improved and things that can be wrong. So yes, we collaborate with people with
that's great to hear. And we will be cut off
as students.
Yeah. And we will be cut off here in just
in
20 seconds. Yeah. So I want to thank you again for joining us and presenting. I hope you can be around a little bit because I think there's more questions coming up in the chat. And you don't need to go because people will be directed over here, but you can also go to the main room as well if you want to.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, Adolfo.
Ciao. Thank you.